Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph. We begin on the last words of Daf Nun Amud Beis Bas Koyin. The Gemara continues teaching us a brisa with various halachas about the subject that we have been learning, the subject of a Bas Koyin, where the Torah teaches us a Bas Ish Koyin Ki Secha Liznois as Aviyahi Mechaleles Be'esh Tisarev. And the Braisa continues teaching us various halachas about this rule. Bas Koyin, says the Braisa, only Elish Shanissus L'Koyin, I would only know if she's married to a Koyin, do the special halachas that we have been discussing apply. Nissus L'Levi L'Yisra L'Oiv K'chavim, if she would be married to someone who's a non-Koyin, a Levi Yisrael, and Ivika Chavim, a Cholol. A Cholol is an individual whose father was a Koyin, who married a woman whom a Koyin may not marry. L'mamzer, l'nosen, minayim. How do we know that the special dinim still apply? Tamaloymer, ubas ish Koyin. So the Torah uses the words ubas ish Koyin, afopi shana kehenis, even though she didn't marry someone who is a Kayin, as long as a father is a Kayin, these dinim apply. The Mefarshim speak about the halacha that's mentioned this brisa, that if she's married to a oiv kechavim, and they discuss that we know that the halacha is that kedushin are not toifis with an oiv kechavim. So they ask, what's the question that she married this individual? The kedushin with such an individual is not a valid kedushin. So I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz that I saw is that it doesn't really mean a kuti. It doesn't mean an akum. It actually means a kuti. And this price is following the opinion that kutim are gerei emes, and therefore a marriage to them can be considered a valid marriage. Another pshat that I saw is that this brisa is referring to a situation where one of the Zion Ummas, one of the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael, that the Aloch is we're not supposed to take geirus from them if they did be Megayer. So technically they're Jewish, but and therefore the Kedushin is Typhus, but one is not supposed to marry such an individual, and therefore this is another example of a kedushin that's usur but is a valid kedushin. Continues the brisa, he besreifa, she is put to sreifa, vein by ala besreifa. The special halacha of sreifa only applies to the woman, not to the man. He besreifa, she's put to burning, vein zamemer besreifa, which means that if Adam come and say that a Bas Koyin did an Aveira, where if their testimony was correct, the Bas Koyin would be Mechuyiv Sreifa, and then it turns out that these Edim are Edim Zomimim, that we know the halacha is that Edim Zomimim are punished with the punishment Basisim Loi Kash Zomim Lasis La'ochiv, and therefore they ought to get Sreifa, teaches us the brisa that the zoymimim of a bas koyin will not get sreifa. And again, all of the halachas that are being mentioned in this brisa will be discussed more at length as we get into the shir. Reb Lezer says a very ambiguous statement, which we're going to spend a lot of time discussing. Reb Lezer Oimer, a severe besreifa v'schamer b'skila. And now the Gemara begins to examine the brisa line by line. Amamar, yochal afil chal l'shabbos. We would think that the special din that applies to a bas koyin applies even if she was mechal shabbos. Amarava, hamani rav shimon hi. This brisa follows, for ask the Gemara, chal l'shabbos baskila hi. Isn't the punishment for Chil Shabbos Skila, which is a more severe punishment? So why would we have a Havamina to downgrade her punishment from Skela to Sreifa just because he's a Bas Kayin? Answers the Gemara, Amarava, Hamani, Rav Shimonhi. This Brisa follows the opinion of Shimon that holds Tama, as we've been learning from the beginning of the parak, that Sreifa Chamur, that Sreifa is a more severe punishment. And therefore the Gemara assumes that the proper punishment should be Sreifa. The Brisa assumed that Salkadat Chmina Hoyva Achma Barachman Bekahani, since the Torah was so strict regarding Kahanim, the Rabbi Bar Mitzvah Yisairis, that have all these extra mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs in the Torah that only apply to Kohanim and not to anyone else. So too regarding Chil Shabbos of a Kohen or a Chil Shabbos of a Bas Kohen, Tidim B'Sreifa, the punishment should be Sreifa, not just Skila, Kamash Malan. That's what the Torah has to teach us, that's only regarding Znus that the halach is, that the punishment is Sreifa, not regarding any other mitzvahs. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Lekach Toiv, says, based on this Gemara, that we see that the mitzvahs that Kohanim do, not only the mitzvahs that are unique to Kohanim, but all mitzvahs that Kohanim do are on a different level than mitzvahs than Yisraelim do. Because otherwise, what would be the Gemara's Havamina that the Chil Shabbos of a Kohen should be, or a Bas Kohen at this point, should be treated differently than the Chil Shabbos of Yisrael? From the fact that the Gemara has this Havamina, points out Rabbi Yosef Engel, we see that the Chil Shabbos and any mitzvah or Aveira, for that matter, performed by a Kohen, takes on a different level than a mitzvah performed by Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that the special halacha of Sreifa applies to Chil Shabbos, ask the Gemara, why should a Bas Kohen be treated differently than a Bas Yisrael? And as the Mefarshim explained the Gemara's question, the Meravim Sod and the Aruch Lener explained the Gemara's question this way. If we're going to say that it's Znus, because Znus involves when a girl is Mizana, it not only profanes her, it profanes her father. And therefore we can understand by the Aveira of Znus why we should differentiate between a Kohenis and a Kohen. But if we're speaking about Chil Shabbos, why should there be a difference between the Chil Shabbos of a Bas Kohen and the Chil Shabbos of a Kohen, that the Torah is going to single out that a Bas Kohen would get straight for a more severe punishment than a Kohen? Answers the Gemara, it can be explained. Because Sakadat Chemina, Eidishtari Le Shabbos Legab Avoida, by a Kohen, where he's allowed to do Chil Shabbos to do the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why so would be more lenient in his Chil Shabbos. He, however, a Kohenis, where the Loi Ishtari Shabbos Legabo, there's never a situation where she is allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos. Eimo, and therefore we would say, given the fact that she can never be Michal Shabbos, coupled with the fact that she's a Bas Kohen, therefore we would consider that if she was Rachman Yitzlam Michal Shabbos, she should get the more severe punishment of Tidon B'Sreifa, Kamash Malan. That's why the Torah has to teach us that this is not the Halacha. The Mefarshim ask, why is the Gemara assuming that a woman, that only a Kohen can be Michal Shabbos and not a woman? Don't we see that in different places that is not a factor? One question that the Beis HaLevi, for example, asks is that a Bal Mum is not allowed to do the Avoida. So if we're going to follow this line of reasoning of the Gemara's Havamina, so Bal Mum should also get Sreifa. He's a Kohen, but he can't do the Avoida. So he gives two Terutzim. One Terutz is that a Bal Mum is kosher for certain avoidas, taking off the ash from the Mizbeach, whereas a woman is not kosher for any other avoida. Another teretz is that a Bal Mum is allowed to do shchita. He may not allowed to do the other avoidas, but he's allowed to do shchita. And the Aruch Lener answers, the Torah doesn't want to differentiate between different types of men. And since most men, Kohanim, are not Bal Mum, and they're allowed to do the avoida, and therefore they should be treated differently than women. Even a Baal Mum will be kept in that category. But as the Mefarshim, now that we've said that the reason, one of the reasons that the Beis Halevi gives why a Baal Mum, a Kohen, is allowed to do Avoida, is because he's allowed to do the Shechita. It's only the further Avoidas he's not allowed to do. So we think about that as the Achrayinim. Aren't women just the Halach is Shechita K'sher Bezor? And when the Halach is that Shechita is K'sher Bezor, it's even for women K'sher Bezor. So we're back to our original question. Here we're saying that women aren't allowed to do Avoida, and that's whereas Kohanim are allowed to do Avoida. And that's why maybe a Kohenis should be treated stricter than a Kohen. A woman is also allowed to do Avoida. She's allowed to do the Shechita. So the Rishash says that even though the Halach is Shechita K'sher Bezor, and even if we say Shechita K'sher Bezor includes by a woman, that's only during the week, not on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't have a heter for a woman to do an Avoida. The Beis Halevi says that on Shabbos, a Karban Musaf is brought, and given that a Karban Musaf is a mitzvah asay shezman groma, women may not do the shechita of the Karban Musaf on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Yochel the Braisa continued saying, a filu pnuya, that a pnuya also should, a unmarried woman should be subject to the special din of Sreifa. Ask the Gemara, how could we have such a havamina? Holiznois ksiv. The Torah clearly speaks about a woman being mitsana, and that's when she be mechayiv, the special oinish. If she's a pnuya, if she's single, it can't be znus. Answers the Gemara. The Braisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. If single people have relationships not for the purpose of getting married, it's prohibited. And that's why we would think that under such circumstances she should get the oinish of Sreifa. Teaches us it's only when she's married. Oyeina, continues the Braisa, Oymavia, El Lohaitis Kol Adam. The Gemara, the Braisa assumed that perhaps this special punishment of Sreifa only applies if she had relations with her father. Ask the Gemara, mind you, what does the Braisa mean to ask? That perhaps it only applies Shazin Samivia, she had relations with her father. Ask the Gemara, if that were the case that the Torah is referring to, then why does the Torah have to single out Bas Koyin? Mayuri Bas Koyin, Afila Bas Yisrael Nami. Dama Rava, Amali Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi taught us a double Gzeris Shava, which we will explain in a moment. Heina Heina Zima Zima, to teach us that any person who has relations with his daughter is Mechuyiv Sreifa. So the Gemara's question is as follows. If we're going to say that the Torah here means that specifically if this Bas Koyin had relations with a father, that's when she's Chayiv Sreifa, we have a very fundamental question. For that, we don't have to single out a Bas Koyin. Even a Bas Yisrael who has relations with a father is Chayiv Sreifa. Because we learn a Davar Gzeiros Shava. The Pasuk says, Erves Isha Ubita Loisigala Espasmen of Espasbita Loisikach Legalas Arvosa Sharehena Zimahi. The Torah here teaches us that one is not to have relations with one's wife's daughter or granddaughter. There's another Pasuk. Here the Torah teaches us that one is not allowed to have relations with one's own granddaughter. But there is no pasuk that teaches us one is not allowed to have relations with one's own daughter. And even though, as Rashi says, one could certainly extrapolate it logically with a Kal V'Chomer, because if you're not allowed to have relationships with your granddaughter, you're certainly not allowed to have relationship with your daughter. There's a rule, Ein Ein Shemen Adin. We can't create a virus just based on logic. So how do we know that one is not allowed to have relations with his own daughter? Because we make Gzeir Shava, Heina Heina. The pasuk that speaks about not having relations with one's daughter or one's wife's daughter or granddaughter uses the word heina, And there it's not only speaking about granddaughters, it also refers to a daughter. And the pasuk that speaks about having relations with one, not having relations, the isser of having relations with one's granddaughter also says the word heina. So we make gzeirah shava heina heina to teach us that one can't have relations with one's own daughter or granddaughter. Now the Torah also says, Visha sheikachas isha v'sima zimahi be'esh yisroifu oisu v'esen. Here the Torah teaches us that if one has a relationship with his mother-in-law, there's a chi of sreifa. And here the Torah uses the word zima. Since the Torah used the word zima here, and the Torah also used the word zima in the first pasuk that we mentioned, Ervis ishu bita lo segala, espaspen of espas bita lo sikach, legalas avasa shara heino zimahi. And we also connected the isser of having relations not only with one's wife's daughter and granddaughter, but one's daughter and granddaughter through Gzeirah Shava. So now all of these three parashas are connected. And since in the parasha of Ish Ashikach Asishas Imo, the halach is that the oinish is sreifa, we now know that in all of these cases, the halach is that the oinish is sreifa. So we already know that anybody who has relations with their daughter does a chi of sreifa. So how, asked the Gemara the Braisa, think that the Isser of Bas Koyen only refers to relations with one's father, and there the Torah is singling out that there's a chi of sreifa. There's a chi of sreifa in such a situation anyway? Answers the Gemara's Itzrach. Were we not to learn, were the Torah not to teach us that it's not limited to the father, we would say, Sagdat Chamina, Krala Fuki Medarova. The pasuk has actually come to teach us. The pasuk that singles out the Bas Koyin is teaching us, don't follow the Gzeirah Shava of Rava, and rather say, Midagoli Rachmano Bas Koyin. Since the Torah specifically said that only by a Bas Koyin who has relations with a father, there's a chi of sreifa. V'loi b'bas Yisrael, but a Bas Yisrael who has relations with a father, there won't be a chi of sreifa. Kamash Malon, by saying a Saviyah Mechalalas, that doesn't mean specifically that she relations with a father, had relations with anybody. But ask the Torah's Chaim, how can we suggest that we should say that that's what the pasuk is teaching us? A Kav Chaimer, as the Taras Chaim, can be refuted. But here we're speaking about Gzeirah Shava, and we know there's a rule that Ein Adam Don Gzeirah Shava Elam Ken Kibloi Mirabai, that he has a Messiah to follow the Gzeirah Shava. So what would happen to the Gzeirah Shava? Answers the Chedush Iran. If we would learn that the Pasuk is teaching us that the Chiv Sreifa is strictly by a Bas Kayin who has relations with a father, we would say that the Gzeirah Shava is coming to teach us that this is an Isser for one to have relations with his daughter. Certainly that's what the Gzeirah Shava is teaching us. But to teach us also that there's a Chiv Sreifa, perhaps not. That's why we need the Pasuk to teach us that the Isser of Bas Kayin is not strictly when she has relations with her father. The Braisa continued, Bas Koyin, Eli Elishanus L'Koyin, perhaps only if she's married to a Koyin, Nisus L'Levi L'Yisrael, Lev G'chobim L'Cholon, Nosun L'Mamza Minayin, that the din of a Bas Koyin still applies, Tamaloymer, Bas Ish Koyin, as long as she's the daughter of a Koyin, Abishu Kehenes, even though she herself is no more a Koyin. Ask the Gemara, what was the Havamina, asked the Gemara? Mishum the Insibul Ahani, because she married to one of the people that she's now allowed to, La Bas Koyini, is she no longer a Koyin? And furthermore, asked the Gemara, Mi the Kohanis L'Koyin Ksiv, does the Torah use the words Kohanis L'Koyin, that we should assume that the Torah is only speaking about to a situation where she's married to a Koyin? What was the Havamina? Answers the Gemara, since the Torah says Kisecha Liznois Amrachmana, Haina Hanimili Hechit Kamischal Hashta, perhaps the special din of a Bas Koyin only applies when she's now profaning herself. Aval Ha, a woman, a Kohenis, who married a person who the she's not supposed to. Aval Ha, Kivin Kamischal Vakaimimi Kara, that she was already profaned from marrying these people previously. Dormakmar, as the Brisa says, Ubas Koin Kisil is Zor, Shinivala Laposala, that if she becomes she married someone who's unfit to her, at that point pasla. And the same, so that says the Gemara, will only help us understand why we need a pasuk to teach us that she's still considered a bas kohen if she married someone who profanes her from ever going back. Lelevi Yisrael Nami. On a Levi Yisrael also, because the Torah says, v'shova a base aviyah kinurea, if she, a woman marries a kohenis, the daughter of a kohen marries a Yisrael Levi, even though when she's by a father, she's allowed to eat truma, when she marries these people, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. But when that marriage terminates, v'shova base kinurea kinurea, the klal. So from here we see the ki isagabe, as long as she's married to these non-kohanim, loy achlo, she's not allowed to eat truma. So again, it represents that she's gone down a degree. So I would think that she loses her special status, and therefore, if she is mezana at that point, loy tidim b'sreifa, the special onus of sreifa ought not to apply. Kamashwan, that's why the Torah teaches us that it doesn't make a difference who her husband is, this, the status remains. With the like Rameya, and this doesn't follow the opinion of Rameya. The Tanya for the Zabrais that says, Bas Kohen Shenisus Yisrael. The halacha is that Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, obviously. The halacha is if Yisrael does eat truma b'shoigig, he has to pay a koren v'chaymish. But if the person that ate the truma is a bas kohen, v'achla truma, and she eats truma, the halacha is mishalamis is a keren, she does have to pay the keren, v'ene mishalamis is a chaymish. She no, v'ene mishalamis is a chaymish, she doesn't have to pay the chaymish, u'misas b'sreifa. And she remains a bas kohen that gets the special oynish of sreifa if she's mezana. However, Nisus Lechem and Apsulim, if she gets married to somebody, she's a posel, a Nosson, or a Mamzer, or a Kuti, according to Rameya, she completely loses her status. And at this point, Allah will be Shemeshalem is Karen V'chaymish, Umisos V'chenik, Divrei Rameya. That's the opinion of Rameya. So Rameya, we clearly see, does hold that if she marries one of these individuals, she loses her special status. The Chama Imrim, even if she married a posel, she only pays keren, not chaymish. And we saw some sreifa, and she still pays sreifa. So our braisa that says no matter whom she married, even if she married somebody who she wasn't supposed to, she still retains the status of a bas kohen, and she gets sreifa, clearly doesn't follow the opinion of Rameya. The braisa concluded with a very ambiguous statement made by Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer Omer, a sevia b'sreifa v'schamia b'skila. Ask the Gemara, what does this mean? Maya sevia v'schamel. Ilema, a sevia miyavia, if you say that she had relations with her father, v'schamel michamel, and we'll say chamel means that she had relations with her father-in-law, ask the Gemara, my area bas koyin. So why is Rabbi Lezer singling out a bas koyin? Avil Bas Yisrael Nami. A Bas Yisrael also, the halach is, as we have learned, if one has relationship with one daughter, we learned early in our Shia based on the Gzeris Shava, she gets Sreifa. The Kalosa, if one has, Shalom has relationships with his daughter-in-law, the halach is that the Chiv Skila. Elas Avia. Avia means that she's Bershus Avia, that she's still in her father's domain. That means she's in Arusa. Veschamer, we're going to say, means that she's a shus chamer, she's already in the sewer. So according to this explanation, the Bryce is teaching us that a arusa, a bas kohen who's an arusa gets sreifa, and a bas kohen who's a nesua gets skila. Ask the Gemara. Before we ask the Gemara's question, just let's review and introduce a new opinion. We've learned a machloikis Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. What is the din in different situations of bas kohen? And actually, this machloikis of the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon is based on their machloikis in the Mishnah, which is a more serious avera, a serious oynish skilos reifa. The Rabbanan and Rav Shimon are agreeable that a nesua bas kohen gets reifa, a regular nesua bas Yisrael gets chenek, she's upgraded to sreifa. The Machloika says by an Arusa. According to Chachamim, since every Arusa gets Skila, and according to Rabbanan, Skila is a more significant punishment, so too will be the punishment of Bas Kain Arusa. According to Shimon, because Sreif is a more severe punishment, a Bas Kain Arusa will get Sreifa. There's another opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who is says that Arusa Bas Kain gets Sreifa, and that he agrees with Rav Shimon, but on the Suah Bas Kayin, he holds that like in the Suah Bas Yisrael, gets Chenek. The Gemara and Daf Nun Aleph from Abayis will bring the basis for Rav Shmuel's opinion. Having said this, Rav Shimon, the point that we're now saying for Rav Elezer, that an Arusa gets Sreifa, and a Nesua gets Skila, is not consistent with any of the opinions. And as the Rishonim point out, even though Rebbe Lezer is indeed a Tana, who has a right to come up with his own opinion, he has to base his opinion on a Pasuk or on a Svara, which we don't see it basing on. So if so, he should just be following one of the existing opinions, but we aren't able to understand which of the existing opinions is he following. Command. And now the Gemara explains what we just said. Which of the opinions is this explanation of Rebbe Lezer going to follow? Rabbanan, if we're going to say Rebbe Lezer is going to follow the opinion of the Rabbanan, Hamri, the Rabbanan hold Nesua Yotzes L'Sreifa. And here Rebbe Lezer is saying that the Nesua gets Skila, V'loy Arusa. Furthermore, he says the Rabbanan hold that an Arusa gets Skila, and this Brisa says, Rebbe Lezer is saying that an Arusa gets Sreifa. Rav Shimon, if we're going to want to say Rebbe Lezer is following the opinion of Rav Shimon, Hoam Rav Shimon's opinion is that Achas Arusa of Achas Nesua is B'Sreifa, and here the Braisa says that the Arusa gets Sreifa, but the Nesua gets Skila. Vikra Rav Shmuel, and if we want to say he's following the opinion of Rav Shmuel, Hoam Rav Shmuel says that Arusa indeed Yotzes L'Sreifa, but his opinion is V'la Nesua, but the Nesua gets Chenik, and therefore if she has relations with a chametz cheniku, and here Rebbe Lezer is saying that if she had relations with a father-in-law, the punishment would be skila. So the Gemara attempts an explanation. Shalach Ravin Mishmed Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Chanina Kachi Yatzal Shemishnah. This is the way to understand Rebbe Lezer's opinion. Loyalim Krabonin. He really follows the Rabbonin's opinion. Vachkam, and this is what he's saying. Kol Shulam Mata Mimisis Aviyo. In a situation where the punishment is less than if she had relations with her father, which the punishment for having relations with her father, as we learned, is Sreifa, which is a Nesua Bas Yisrael. When a Nesua Bas Yisrael, we know, gets Chenek, dealing the Nesua Bas Yisrael, her punishment is B'Chenek. Hocha, here, in the case of a Bas Kayin, B'misis Avia B'Sreifa. If she has relations as an Arusa, she will get, if she has relations as an Asua, because she's a Bas Kayin, she won't get the regular Chenek, but she will get the punishment of what one gets for having relations with a father, which is Sreifa. However, Kol Shilam Malam B'Misis Avia, where the punishment is a punishment stricter than the punishment for having relations with one's father. Again, having relations with one's father carries a punishment of sreifa. If one has relations, does an aveira for which the punishment is greater, punishment greater according to Rabbanan being skila, or my niu, an arusa bas yisrael, the lila arusa bas yisrael ba'alma b'skila, a regular arusa bas yisrael, her punishment is skila. Here too, Hacha, the Mises Avia, Mises Chamir Beskila, here too an Arusa Bas Kayin will get the punishment of one having relations with a father-in-law, which is Skila. Ask the Gemara, Maskel of Rav Yirmiyah, is that shot in this Braisa? Mida Lamala Matakatani, does the Braisa say when one's punishment is less than Sreifa, so Bas Kayin will get Sreifa, but when one does an Aver whose punishment is greater than Sreifa, then they'll get the punishment of Skila, which is the punishment one gets for having relations with her father-in-law? So it's very hard to understand. In fact, Rashi says What does the Braisa have to say that her punishment is the same punishment an Arusa Bas Kohen gets the punishment of having relations, like one having relations with her father-in-law? The Braisa should have just said that Arusa Bas Kohen gets the same punishment as Arusa Bas Yisrael, which is Skila. So Rashi says the Gemara could indeed have asked that question. The Gemara asked a different question. Elam Rabbi Yemi, so the Gemara attempts a different explanation of this Braisa. And it says that this Braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. That Rabbi Shmuel holds that Arusa Bas Kohen gets Sreifa, and Asur Bas Kohen gets Chenek. Vachkama. Esavio, when she's in Rishus Avio, her punishment, so she's only in Arusa, her punishment will be Sreifa. Veschamea, but if Michamea, when she has relationships with her father-in-law, that means she has relations with her father-in-law as a Nesua. There the Torah tells us her punishment is Skila, V'chal Adam, and if she's a Nesua and she has relations with someone, she will be treated like any other Nesua Bas Yisrael whose punishment is Chenek. Amar Rava asks Rava on this explanation, Maishna, according to this explanation, the definition of Aviha means Bershus Aviha, and the definition of Eschamer means that she had relations with her father-in-law. So the wording represents a very significant inconsistency. Either in both situations it should mean that she had relations with these individuals, or it should mean that she's in the rishus of these individuals. This inconsistency in the definition of the words is very troubling. Therefore, the Gemara attempts a third explanation. Elam Rav Elam Krav Shimon. Rabbi Leza follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Sover Rabbi Leza Nesua Karusa. Rabbi Leza holds that a Nesua and an Arusa are to be compared. Ma Arusa Chad Darga Meskinala Meskila Sreifa. Again, let us review. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that Sreifa is the most significant severe punishment, and therefore says Rabbi Shimon, even though normally in Arusa Bas Yisrael, who's Mezana, her punishment is Skila, a Bas Kohen is upgraded from Skila to Sreifa. So too, says the Gemara, in explaining Rabbi Lez's opinion, Af Nesua Chad Darga Maskinala Mechenek L'Skila. Since a regular Nesua Bas Yisrael, if she's Mezana, her punishment is Chenek, given that this woman is a Bas Kohen, we upgrade her one degree and she goes from Chenek to Skila. Ask the Gemara on this explanation, Maskler of Chanina, Hidividir of Shimon Vesreifa Kama. If we want to say that Rabbi Leza is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon's opinion, as we said in our introductory remarks, is that both an Arusa and an Asur Bas Kohen gets Sreifa. And here we're saying that Rabbi Leza says that an Arusa Bas Kohen will get Sreifa. But an Asur Bas Kohen, Rabbi Leza is saying here, will get Skila. But if he's following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, she ought to get Sreifa, like Rabbi Shimon says. Ela Marvina Loyalam Krabonin. Rabbi Leza is representing the opinion of the Rabbonin for Epoch. But we have to reverse the text of what Rabbi Leza says and say, Esavia Beskila Veschamer Besreifa. If she had relations with her father, that if she's in the domain of her father, then she's going to get Skila, because the opinion of the Rabbanon is that every Bas Yisrael gets Skila, and according to Rabbanon, Skila is the most severe punishment, so she too will continue getting Skila. But if she has relations as a Nesua, even though every Nesua Bas Yisrael gets Chenek, she, being a Bas Kohen, will get Sreifa. But, ask the Gemara, V'hai Dekama Savia, the Gemara's question is, why does the Rabbi Lezer use, this is the way Rashi explains, we'll say Taisus Peshat in a moment. Now ask the Gemara, if that's what Rabbi Lezer means, that a Saveya means when she's an Arusa, as Chamer means when she's in a Nesua, so ask the Gemara, why don't we just use those words? Arusa and Nesua, why don't we use the words a Saveya vs Chamer, which is so confusing? V'hai dekama Saveya, why did the Torah use the words as Saveya instead of using the word Arusa? Says the Gemara, Sirch ba'almanaket. Because since this entire sugya is based on the wording of the Torah, Obas is kain kisech livnois asavia himchaleles be'esh tesarev. So the Torah used the words asavia. So that's why Rebbe Lezer continued using the words asavia. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosfos explains the Gemara's question as follows. Here we're saying, according to this explanation, that we have to change around the wording of the Braisa. And the Gemara's question is, how did the Braisa come to make this mistake of confusing Esavir as Chamel? Answers the Gemara, because the Braisa was focused on the wording of the Pasuk, and therefore it got confused which is the case of Esavir, which is the case of Eschamel. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Barvu, Amar Rav, Halacha Kedisholach Rav Mishmeid Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. The halacha is according to the first explanation that we had, as Ravin said, the first explanation of Rabbi Elazar that we learned on Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Yosef, Hilchasul Mashicha. Why would we want to, why do we need to say this halacha? We don't have Dalam Mises anymore. We don't have Mises Bezdin. So what's pshat that we're trying to paskin like Rabbi Elazar? Answers the Gemara Amar Labaya. Asks Abaya El Ma'ata, if you're going to take such approach, Shechitas Kachem Lai Lisni. Nobody should ever learn Kachem Masechtas. Because we could say, Hilchasul Mashicha. All of the Kachem Masechtas aren't applicable nowadays because unfortunately we have no Beis Hamikdash. What must we say? El Drosh V'Kabel Schar. We have an obligation to learn everything that it says in the Torah, even if we don't, even if it's no longer relevant. So, Hachinami, you know why we're saying what Rabbi Elazar's opinion is? Because Drosh V'Kabel Schar. Not because it necessarily has to be relevant. It says the Mar Hachkama. Hilchas Lomeli. Why do we have to paskin a halacha? Sugi de Shmeitzah, halacha kamer. What is the point of trying to say halacha? And here we have machlokes rishonim to understand what the Gemara means. Rashi and Tosfos explain what the Gemara was saying is we're having a debate what Rabbi Elazar meant. Why do we have to have a debate what Rabbi Elazar meant? Mashiach will come, Rabbi Elazar will stand off at Tchias HaMeisim and we'll ask him what he meant. What's the point of arguing what he meant? That's what, and paskening what he, saying what he meant. Another pshat that I saw is that if we were going, if they were saying that the halach is like Rabbi Elazar, so it's important to understand what Rabbi Elazar says. Nobody said that the halach is like Rabbi Elazar. All they're saying is, which is the halach and the explanation of Rabbi Elazar. For that, there's no reason to say the word halach. There's no reason to say the word halach. We don't need to, the halach, well, we're not necessarily following Rabbi Elazar's opinion also. There's a fascinating vart from the Divrei Shol, Rav Yosef Shol Natanzon. He says that when the Gemara says Hilchasul Mashicha, what's the point of passing the halacha on something that's not relevant? He explains that when Mashiach comes, the entire way we paskin and many of the rules that we assume will be different. For example, one of the halachas says we know that when Mashiach comes, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel, and that's why the Gemara asks Hilchasul Mashicha Lomeli. But of course, many Mefarshim say that we, of course, we're supposed to learn the halachas and the gemaras, even of halachas that are not relevant nowadays. Many explain that's the definition of Torah Lishma, learning Torah for the sake of learning. In fact, there's a beautiful vart from the Bermaim Chaim. He says, Drosh, somebody wants to be Dorish. Dorish means that he's anxious, he's trying to understand. So, in the time when the halachas were relevant, so just understanding the halacha itself did not bring schar. We had to fulfill what we were learning. Nowadays, just drosh, as soon as we learn these halachas and we show that we're anxious to understand them and learn them, so we don't have the opportunity to fulfill them. We don't have the opportunity to implement them. And therefore, as soon as we learn, the kabel schar. The Chafetz Chaim also goes on to say that we need to learn the halachas of kabbonis, because in mitzvah Hashem, Mashiach is going to come any moment, and when Mashiach comes, we're going to need to know how to bring kabbonis. we're going to need to have Rabbanim to be able to paskin the Shailas. And furthermore, he says, we know that the Gemara says that nowadays, especially, that we don't have a carbon, we don't have kabonis, of any of the kabonis, it's as if he brought actually that carbon, and that's why in those inyanim, specifically, we have to learn. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out that the entire discussion about learning Hilchas L'Mashicha, should it be learned or not be learned, is only regarding learning Gemaras or Sfarim about these subjects. But certainly every Jew has an obligation to understand every Pasuk in the Torah. And if if we need to understand the Pasukim of Torah, we have to understand those Pasukim even that are not relevant nowadays, La Loch L'Maisa. So in the previous Sugya, as I mentioned, the opinion of Rav Shmuel has been introduced by Rav Shmuel, which Rav Shmuel's opinion was that an Arusa Bas Koyin gets Sreifa, but a Nesua Bas Koyin gets Chenek like every Nesua Bas Yisrael. So the Gemara now looks for the source of Rav Shmuel's opinion. My Rav Shmuel, the Tanya, or Bas Ish Koyin Kisechel Leznais, but Narav Hi Arusa Kos Medaber. At the oimer benar viarusa, oyein al fil in the sua should be subject to sreifa. Tamaloyim ishesh yinefes eshes reyu. Mois yumas hanoyif and efes. Hakol hoy bechlal hanoyif and efes. All were included in that category. Hoytzi akosef bas yisrael beskela. The Torah says that in certain situations, a bas yisrael gets skela. A bas koyin b'sreifa, and in certain cases a bas koyin the Torah teaches us gets sreifa. Ma kesha hoitzi akosef as bas yisrael l'skila. When does the Torah say that a bas yisrael gets skila? As we've been learning, and our roots of lo nesua. Af kesha hoitzi akosef bas koyin l'sreifa. So too, when the Torah says that a bas koyin gets sreifa, it refers to narusa for lo nesua. Continues the brisa. The Zomimim of Bas Koyin are in the category, should get the punishment of Vasisla Kashazomim. Stops the Braisa. By Allah, my Kashazomimika. What Kashazomim applicable by the Bayala? Elo Zomimim Bechlau Mises Bayala. The Loch is the Zomimim of Bas Koyin should get the same punishment as the man. Mishum shenemar v'shisim lekashazomim lasis lachav v'loy lachaysoy divrei Rav Shmuel. This is the opinion of Rav Shmuel. Rav Akiva Oymer achas arusa v'achas nesua, both an arusa and nesua bas koyin yotzes l'sreifa yochel afilu pnuya, that even a pnuya also she gets sreifa nemekan avia. The Torah says the word here avia v'nem lahalan avia. The Torah uses the word of viha regarding a nara hamarasa who was mezana. Ma'ala halan znusim zikas abal. It's talking about a woman who had a husband. Afkan znusim zikas abal. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Akiva, im ma'ala halan nara vihirasa, afkan nara mirasa, that's strictly a nara mirasa, she gets sreifa. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Shmuel achi, bas ubas ani dairish. I learned the word extra vav to teach us that not only an arusa bas koyin gets sreifa, but even an asua bas koyin gets sreifa. Amalei, v'chim neishat adarish bas ubas. Because you use this extra vav, noit zulu sreifa, should an asua bas koyin go to sreifa? Im mashma lahavi es an asua. If you want to say that the extra vav includes an asua, so then say it includes a pnuya. The mashma, if you said that a pnuya has been excluded, hoitzi es nesua. So exclude a nesua as well. Says Rabbi Akiva, ahani gzer shava lemuti pnuya. I have the gzer shava of avia to eliminate a pnuya, and I have the extra vav lerabbis in nesua. And therefore, pnuya bas koyin will not get sreifa, and a nesua will get sreifa. Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel, why was his question? Sover, he says, midakamalei bas mas, he thought that Rabbi Akiva said when he used the word bas, shmam nahadbe mgzer shava, he was retracting from the gzer shava, and therefore what he would hold, that not only a nesua bas koyin gets sreifa, even a pnuya. Rishmo, Ask the Gemara, Hai bas ubas my darsh bay. What will he use that ubas for? Answer the Gemara, Mibale l'chatani avud yishvu bar oven. L'fisha tzimin metzina shechilak ha-kosev ben zcharim ben tmim l'balmumim. Since we find regarding male kohanim, the Torah differentiates between a balmum and a non-balmum. Yochach nachlev ben esayim, tup shatim d'rishoinim. Perhaps we should differentiate between the daughter of a bas balmum, or we should differentiate between a bal's kohen who herself is a balmum. Tamalim bas ubas to teach us that even the daughter of a balmum or a kohenus of a balmum is subject to the same dinim of a bas kohen. Rabbi Kiva, will Rabbi Kiva know that we don't differentiate between the bal's mum and the non-bal's mum? Mehem makrivin vayu kodesh nafka. He learns from the hem makrivin vayu kodesh to teach us that they're all in the same category, even if they're bali mumin. Rabbi Shmuel, why can't he learn the din of a bal mum from that pasuk? Answers the Gemara: Imahi, if he only had that pasuk, have him in inhu that the bali mum who are kohanim are still considered kohanim. And in fact, based on this, the Behag paskins that you could be paida b'chor by a kohen balmum. Ava b'neseyem, the daughter of a balmum, should not be in the same category. Kamashmon, that's why we need the pasuk bas ubas, according to Rabbi Shmuel, to teach us that the daughter of a balmum has the same din as any other bas kohen.